This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A reminder as I set up this next piece that what's important in economic stories quite often isn't always the news of the day, but the way the trends are playing out long term. Case in point, oil, crude touched four-month highs today, $40 and change for a barrel of it at the close in New York. But over the past, year and a half or so, right, oil is down, way down, which has meant nothing good for most people and companies involved in that industry. But one industry's bust is another's boom. Auction houses that are helping drillers and oil services companies sell off their gear are busier than ever. From Colorado Public Radio, Grace Hood takes us to a recent auction near Denver.
Auction day doesn't come around that often at Ritchie Brothers. Vice President Rob Giroux says one event takes months to put together. Every piece of equipment has to be cataloged and brought to this location. And these days, during an oil bust, there's thousands to be sold.
There's no doubt that the oil and gas downturn has positively affected our business.
Giroux watches the bidding from the back of Ritchie Brothers' massive auction theater. For each item, the whole bidding process happens in minutes. When a bid is launched, its number pops up onto a large computer screen. This one is a yellow machine on four wheels with a big arm in the front.
You'll see telescopic forklifts, for example, what we're selling right now. A lot of these have come from the oil and gas market, but it's not limited to that market.
And then the bidding just takes off. Buyers today will pay anything from a few thousand to more than $100,000 to buy equipment. This auction house makes a commission off of sales. Giroux says the uptick started in 2015. In this Denver location, there are 4,000 items for sale, a new record. The previous record was 2,500.
We're still seeing a significant amount of oil and gas-related equipment. You just need to look out in our yard here.
Take a walk outside, and all you see is equipment. It's a sea of orange, yellow, and blue industrial-sized trucks, steamrollers, and cranes. To be fair, not everything here is from the oil and gas industry. There's shipping containers and street sweepers.
I'm looking for something cheap.
Angel Salazar is studying a row of cylindrical tank trailers. He came from New Mexico to check out the auction. He's looking for equipment to add to his drilling business, which has struggled over the last year. He even had to lay off workers, so he needs a bargain.
For example, this tank here, when they build it, it cost $75,000 each. I can probably buy them for $10,000 right now. And that's the kind of deals I'm looking for.
Nearby, Rich Millard from North Dakota investigates portable tanks used during the fracking process. He says he's never seen an auction as large as this one.
This is tragic for the oil industry.
But Millard does think the oil business will recover. That's why he's here. He recently launched a company that disposes oil field waste in an environmentally friendly way.
We're building the business and we're preparing for the next upswing in the oil industry.
Angel Salazar also has hope that the next upswing is around the corner. But with more than four decades in the oil business, he says now is a pivotal moment. If you buy stuff, will you actually be able to put it to work and recoup your expenses? That's a catch-22 many businesses are in right now.
I can see a little light at the end of the tunnel. People are calling back and they want to do things, they want to do this. So hopefully we'll get back going here in another 2 or 3 months.
But there's going to be more pain before it's all over. Continued low oil prices are expected to prompt more bankruptcies across the industry. It all adds up to more reasons why the auction business won't be slowing down anytime soon. I'm Grace Hood for Marketplace.